GOP Rick Allen, sick and tired of limousine liberals bankrolling Democrats John Ossoff, Raphael Warnock. By Sean Moran on December 10, 2020. Augusta, Georgia, Representative Rick Allen, RGA, told Georgians during a rally with Vice President Mike Pence Thursday that he is sick and tired of limousine liberals from New York and California bankrolling Georgia Senate Democrats John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock. Allen, who represents Augusta, Georgia, in Congress, told a crowd of several hundred Georgians that out-of-state elite liberals continue to fund Ossoff and Warnock's campaign to oust Senators Kelly Loeffler, RGA, and David Perdue, RGA, in the January Senate runoffs. Allen said, "I'm sick and tired of these limousine liberals from California and New York deciding who our next two senators are going to be in the state of Georgia. Ossoff and Warnock couldn't raise a dime in the state of Georgia. Y'all, this money is coming from California and New York, that is dead wrong. And it turns my stomach and I'm tired of it, and they tried to do the same thing to my buddy Lindsey Graham in South Carolina. We're sick of it, go home to California and New York." Many out-of-state leftist politicians, actors, and comedians have fundraised for Ossoff and Warnock ahead of the January runoffs. This week, The Hill wrote that Sarah Silverman, Patton Oswalt, Dulce Sloan, and Sarah Cooper will hold a fundraiser for Ossoff. Other leftist Democrats such as Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, and former House and Urban Development Secretary Julian Castro, have campaigned for Ossoff and Warnock. Former Baltimore County Executive Ted Ventulis said this week, "Everyone in town, certainly Democrats in town and others, want to help. Everyone realizes how critical it is to the Biden administration to be able to secure their policies and programs." Abigail Sigler, a spokeswoman for the Georgia GOP, said in a statement on Wednesday that out-of-state liberals' fundraising for Ossoff shows that he is paid for by the radical left. Sigler said, "Ossoff would be a vote for the socialist agenda and does not represent the values of hard-working Georgians, which is why they will reject him on January 5th. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3. Editor's note, an earlier version of this article erroneously listed John Ossoff alongside Kelly Loeffler as an incumbent Republican senator. It has been updated to reflect that David Perdue holds one of Georgia's Senate seats and that John Ossoff is in fact his electoral opponent.